It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $1,515 to give away.
I'm excited.
For the impossible question, what is 198? We've given two clues. You can't Google the answer. It's not Googleable. And it is indeed an equation. We've got Alicia on the line. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
What is your guess?
My guess is the number of hours you've been working together since you started there in September, Kathy.
Oh, okay. Number of hours.
198.
198 hours. I think it has to be more than that, right,
Bobby? I think it has to be. I think we hit that like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alicia.
That's not the correct answer.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Have a great day. Wait, I'm doing a little bit of math.
Yeah. I think we discovered it was what?
About
80 hours a week, we think?
Yeah. So that would have been like a month and a half.
30 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. No. So that is not the correct
answer. Alicia, you're very sweet, very nice, but it was way off.
When I gave the clue yesterday that it is indeed an equation, I didn't know how much math we were going to be doing here.
Yeah,
to try to get an answer.
We're both not into doing a lot of math.
For everybody's guesses.
The amount of times I see Kathy Romano grab her phone and I go, she's going to the calculator app, and she's like, no.
Yeah. But well, because when she says that, I'm like, well, now I want to know how many hours we work together.
How many hours?
Alicia, it is definitely over that, but thank you for trying. Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. What is 198? We've got $1,515 this morning for the impossible question. What is 198? We're in round one of guesses. So far, we talked to Alicia, and she did not have the correct answer. So we're going to go to James and see if he has the correct answer. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Macaroni, you're on the air, James.
I did that on purpose. I knew he was probably a little sleepy. Mom's in the car, too. Megan, what is your guess?
We think it's the number of songs we play in a week.
In a week.
Number of songs we play in a week on B101.
Bobby, do you know the number we play?
In a week, I don't. But Megan and James, I can tell you that it's already over 200 for the day.
Well,
how about for the three hour of your show?
Hey, you already had a guess,
you can't
Megan.
Do a second guess.
Thank you.
Not the way the game works.
Thank you for trying, guys. James, have a great day at school.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
All right,
gotta be a teenager. Yeah, gotta be a teenager.
Definite right? teenager. Yes. Let's go to Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
What is 198?
The number of calls you guys take in a day.
In a day. Well, you would think that we would probably get close to 198 with impossible question being up this high, but no, we do not get 200 calls a day.
Yeah, we don't hit that number.
At least not on our show.
Not yet.
They might be flooding Bill, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Bill, yeah, exactly. Yep. Flirting with Bill all the time. That's all day.
Christina, thank you so much for trying.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a great day. And let's try Denise, see if maybe she has the right answer. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
What is 198?
So I think it is the number of times the buzzer was hit in a month.
The number of times the wrong buzzer is hit in a month. Denise, are you at school right now?
Yes, I am. And I'm actually just, everyone that's walking by, I'm trying to get them to give me an answer.
Well, are you a teacher, Denise?
I'm a school-based teacher leader, yes.
Okay.
So I coach teachers at my school.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Wow, that's how you coach teachers.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were teacher coaches.
Yes.
That's great.
Interesting.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Denise.
So I've gotten a few guesses. A few math teachers came by, but... I need this. Bring
you,
it.
I think you need the math teachers to coach you because, unfortunately, that's not the correct answer.
Oh, my God. You're getting the look now. You're getting the look.
Sorry.
They're giving you the look.
I know
that
look.
Thank you. I got that look a lot from teachers, so I know that look. I know that look, Denise.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
We love our teachers. That's great.
A teacher coach. That's cool. And Denise and the rest of you, if you're on hold, sorry we couldn't get to your call, but you can try again at 9:10. We'll do a second round. What is 198?
$1,515. Stick around with the Kathy Romano Show. And also, I don't know if we're doing this today, but just a reminder, sometimes we have what are called Easter eggs on the show where we do a topic or we talk about some things that might lead you also into the direction of what the answer is.
You really just need to be listening. You have to listen to the topics. You'll have to listen to both rounds to kind of lead you to that right answer.
Love it.
We've got $1,515 in the jackpot for the impossible question. What is 198? That is the question. We have Dave on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right, you want to take a guess here? What is 198?
It could be that that's the number of times I call every morning.
That's a good one, Dave. That's not your official guess, but that's a good one.
No, I'm really going to guess it. There's like one number to call. You guys got nine lines, and then you take eight guesses a day to get a winner.
Oh, wow.
All right, wait. Say it again one more time.
One number to call, B101. I think you guys, I heard you say somebody, you took somebody's call from line nine. So I'm going to say nine lines.
Okay.
And you take eight guesses a day.
I take eight guesses. Wow.
That is an equation and a very elaborate equation.
And a creative, and you're thinking, and it's not something you can Google, but unfortunately, Dave, not the correct one.
Too elaborate. Sorry, Dave, I hit you with the buzzer.
That's all right, Bob. I know it makes you mourning.
It kind of does.
Have a great day, Dave.
All right, guys. You too. Thanks.
Good to hear from you.
I love the way he's thinking about it, though. There's one number to call, B101. Maybe you have nine lines in there.
Right.
And you take eight total guesses.
Yeah.
That's creative.
That is creative.
Yeah.
And sort of an equation, right?
Yeah. Just wrong. Sorry, Dave.
Just the wrong equation. 888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. We've got $1,515. What is 198? We've got $1,515 for the impossible question. This is the last round, so we'll take some guesses here. If we get the correct answer, you win the money. If we don't, we're going to add $101. So that means tomorrow it would be $1,616. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. What is 198? Let's go to, okay, this is, Brett has Tomasita here. Let's see if that, is that your name?
Yes, Tomasita.
Oh.
I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, love your name, Brett. Sorry that I almost gave you a hard time. Her name is Tomasita.
Thank you.
Hi, Tomasita. Right. What is your guess?
Well, looking at 198, I think it consists of feet, which is equals to the length, the distance, centimeters, you know, and inches.
Hmm.
So it consists of feet.
Wait.
So
how many? Wait, are you saying a certain number of feet or what?
Well, the 198 consists of 16 feet, which is also divided by centimeters, the length, the distance.
We said it was an equation. We definitely said it was an equation. And Tomasita, you took that to heart like we've never heard. I have to tell you, unfortunately, it's not that. But wow.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So close. Thank you, Tomasita.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh,
you too. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Okay. She threw it all in there. She was like, I am going to win this. I'm going to throw centimeters.
Everything. Is feet, toes, fingernails.
Is my list of all units.
There.
My listing of all units. Is that the correct answer?
She wanted to win that. Oh, Tomasita. Sorry. She can try again tomorrow, though, if we don't get a correct answer. Let's go to Holly. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
What is your guess?
My guess is the average number of seconds a person waits on hold to answer the impossible question.
Are you giving us a hard time, Holly?
No.
Passive-aggressively. She's just passive-aggressively letting us know that it's a little long on hold.
198 seconds. So I want to explain a little bit here. So, yes, we will take calls. We'll put you on hold. And sometimes we can get to you. Sometimes we can't. If we get through the guesses and we get through the round.
Yeah. If Brett was faster, we'd get there a lot faster.
Yes.
So.
I was just going to say, you might have this
love.
Might be a longer time, actually, if Brett's manning the phones.
Yes. That is, if you're waiting long, you can blame Brett.
Self-realization, Brett. I like it. Holly.
Sorry.
That's not it.
Oh, that buzzer. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Morning.
You too. It's so funny the way people react to that buzzer.
I know.
When they hear it. Sometimes it makes people mad.
Oh.
Some people laugh. There's a woman that calls in that laughs.
Uncontrollably laughs every time she hears it. Uncontrollably.
All right. Last guest of the morning. We've got Jennifer on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your guess, Jennifer?
My guess is that 198 is the square root of 39,204.
Oh, wow. We are going to trust you on that one.
Kathy's not even taking out her phone and checking.
I'm not.
Not even checking.
Do I have a square root calculator?
I was
going to
say, I don't
iPhone?
Know where I think you even find it. I don't know where it is.
Based on this information, Jennifer.
Sorry.
You made a lot of people happy. Because tomorrow, it's $1,616 now. We've hit a new record for Kathy Romano.
Sorry, Jennifer. That's not correct.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
I love people are happy even though they lost. I'd be like, oh, are you kidding me? You people.
There are people like that, too, who get mad at us when they're wrong. But no, I like Jennifer's attitude because Jennifer and the rest of our callers can try tomorrow morning. We again will do two rounds of it, 7:10 and 9:10. It's now up to $1,616. That's a record since I've gotten here. It's been the highest.
Huge. And then I guess we have to end the show with what we like to do now, our clip of the day.
I'm excited for this clip of the day.
Yes, it involves someone who hosts two shows in the morning, one for himself and one live on the air. Our own Brett is the clip of the day.
So you live alone. That's why you live alone,
I
right?
Love
like you,
it.
You want to be on your own schedule. But I feel like you're always like, okay, who am I going to the movies with? Where am I going to lunch? Who's meeting me?
Yeah.
Who's going to take my
picture? I do like having
picture?
A social life.
Yeah, yeah. But that's
but
what
I like to be alone. When I'm not with people, I like to be alone. But, you know, that's just logic.